Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Becker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Appling reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes is hit by the pitch. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Shea moves to second. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Shea moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. Dietrich moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietrich scores. There goes Radcliffe trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dietrich strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Hale reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Hale trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-2 White Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Heath scores. Becker moves to second. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Denny Gailhaus. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.